It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
It's time for the download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's talk tonight about how startups are trying to improve the medical community, in particular, breast cancer. Chicago-based Paragon Biosciences has invested over $500 million in startups over the past couple months, trying to develop and disrupt a medical technology industry that can be stuck in its old ways. Paragon just announced the launch of a new company called Clarity Imaging, which is developing a new breast cancer diagnosis system using artificial intelligence. How does it work, and how do you innovate and develop technology in the medical field? Paragon's president and COO, Jim Robinson, here to discuss. Jim, thanks for being here.
Justin, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's first talk about Clarity. Why invest in this company? What is it about this new system that we should be paying attention to?
Well, in terms of investing, it's really our mission. So if you think about Paragon, what we do is we invest, build, and advise companies. Our focus is in the biopharmaceutical space, artificial intelligence space, as well as gene and cell therapy space. So this fit perfectly within our mission and the types of companies we want to invest in. It's also exciting because Clarity Imaging, now we're launching the first ever FDA-cleared artificial intelligence-enabled solution for breast cancer diagnosis, which is, as you know, is an important field for everyone to be focusing on in terms of improving outcomes, including starting with the diagnosis all the way through treatment.
It's amazing to me because you'll always just, as a layman, you talk all the time about how we can improve when we see, especially when it comes to breast cancer, how it's being diagnosed, how it's being treated. But you always kind of scratch your head about why the medical community hasn't gone further, or why there isn't more research, why we are still stuck in some of the old ways in which we deal with breast cancer. So it does feel like artificial intelligence might be not just a fun thing that you play around with when it's video games, but this could be possibly something that could be used by the medical community.
Oh, I agree with you completely. And you think about what we can do now with Clarity Imaging and the Quantech solution specifically. You know, we have the ability to help radiologists essentially see more than they can with their naked eye. When you think about artificial intelligence, it's about enabling a better outcome. And in this case, it's about enabling a better healthcare outcome. And diagnosis is so important. If you think about the moment you might think or you might hear you have cancer, everything that goes through your head at that point is really profound in terms of what you are thinking about your future. So for Quantex, we have the ability to basically improve the all.
This
overall,
is the technology.
The technology itself has the ability to really improve. When you think about missing breast cancers, we have the ability to help radiologists about 40% of the time ensure we don't miss a breast cancer on the diagnosis, and overall 20% improvement in diagnosis. So you think about, if you hear you might have cancer, but you can actually get a definitive diagnosis earlier in the treatment paradigm, mm-hmm. the better off you're going to be, whether it's actually taking course to be treated. Or, very importantly to know, 75% of the time that a patient is sent on to have a biopsy, that biopsy comes back negative. So if you can actually give a patient a higher level of confidence that what we're looking at is probably benign or non-cancerous, and they have that sense of confidence, think about a mother, a wife, a sister, knowing that I'm probably okay. So for us, but how do we use artificial intelligence to help improve the outcome, whether it's a diagnosis or whether it's hopefully in the future for treatment?
Do you, when obviously this is, we talk about, it's very important to say FDA cleared, because that seems to be the challenge when it comes to biosciences and that realm in the medical community, because medical sciences community, because there's a lot of technology and it's moving at a fast rate, but until you get the government to say, yes, we want to do that's cleared, you really can't go anywhere.
Yeah, and I think the good news is the FDA is evolving rapidly. You know, if you look at what's been happening, especially in oncology, the FDA is the standard bearer of what excellent looks like across the world, in my mind. And if you look at their ability to continue to evolve with technology, they're really, really keeping pace with what's happening, including in the biopharmaceutical space, as well as the diagnostic space. So overall, the FDA is keeping pace, and we're really pleased to see that there are significant advances over especially the last 5 years in treatment of various cancers.
What is the challenge? Is it getting hospitals and doctors to embrace this technology, to take on a new product or a new technology? What is the challenge when it comes to trying to get Quantex worldwide?
Oh, in terms of getting Quantex out, it's really about gaining more experience. So, you know, we are in the midst of the launch right now. Part of the launch phase of anything is a feedback. So the good news is we're getting solid feedback from our users. There's a tremendous amount of excitement about the utility of the Quantex software solution. Radiologists need this. That's basically the verbatims coming back. It allows them to be able to have a much better chance of diagnosing very early on. And that's an important point, is really diagnosing early on and being able to
use this software. But is it cost effective for hospitals and doctors? Are they like, no, this is too expensive, so I'm not going to, we'll leave this one out? Like, why wouldn't a doctor right away say, oh, I want in on this?
Great question. So in terms of cost effectiveness, as we just mentioned, if you think about how some of the diagnosis will go, is you move from the MRI breast image to then a biopsy. So if you think about, number one, avoiding the stress of the biopsy as well as avoiding the cost of the biopsy, there could be a related cost savings. The more and more you see the adoption of this type of solution, in our example, for breast MRI. So if you can basically have a much more definitive diagnosis without having to go to the next step,
that's great. Yeah.
You actually do save money and improve outcomes.
When you think about it and you say it that way, and I think across the board when it comes to the different ways that we have diagnosed and gone at cancer, it seems like that would be the future. The fact that you can make it less intrusive, because anyone who has gone through a biopsy, especially when it comes to breast cancer, it's like another surgery. That seems to be the future, being able to use technology to avoid these going under the knife procedures just for diagnosis or just to find out what's happening.
I agree. If you look at the trend over the last decade, it's really about precision medicine. It's about really developing a biomarker. When you think about drug development, let's make sure we have the biomarker identified, that we can actually do a better job of identifying who might respond to therapy or who is the best responder to therapy. What that does is gives you a much higher chance in terms of understanding the types of patients who are going to have the greatest outcome and the probability of success being there even before you actually start to treat them. It's the same promise when you think about artificial intelligence in terms of improving the diagnosis, in this case, breast cancer. Being able to do that earlier on gives you a much better sense of what the treatment paradigm is going to look like over the short and long term. And that's the hope that we're unlocking with Quantex at this point now, as really early as possible, understanding the diagnosis so you can understand the treatment paradigm in the short and the long term.
In studio, Jim Robinson. He's the president and CEO of Paragon Biosciences. They're a Chicago-based company that invests in startups in the, what did you say, biopharmaceutical industry? Did I get
biopharmaceuticals
that right?
And artificial intelligence and gene and cell therapy.
Okay, so, you know, I think about this, and I was just thinking about this with you in your last answer, but just this concept, we saw it kind of play out in the political arena where candidate Joe Biden said, you know, if I get elected, I'm going to cure cancer. And everyone jumped on him. They jumped on him saying, oh, this laugh. You know how you can't do that. But what he's really saying is that he would make it a priority to fund research or to put more taxpayer dollars towards fixing what the scourge that affects all humankind. Do you feel that the government is doing enough when it comes to innovating and finding new ways to detect and, at the end of the day, cure cancer? Or is it going to have to come from the private sector, from the commercial areas and the startups that you're investing?
Well, that's a great question. So I look at it from a standpoint of the entire ecosystem. So if you think of the ecosystem, it includes government funding, especially at the NIH, where tremendous science takes place every single day. When you think about funding, it's also at the academic institutions, which Chicago is very proud to have some of the best in the world. In addition to that, it also takes industry. It takes large and small biopharmaceutical companies, and it takes investors that are willing to invest in some cases, a difficult investment given the fact that most drugs fail. So, yeah, absolutely. I think the government is absolutely committed to, number one, oncology in this example, but they're committed to funding research, especially basic research that's so important to unlock the mystery behind disease and then move that along into academic centers as well as into the private sector to make sure it can actually really be invested in to then bring it into the market. Any one of those links in the chain break along the way, we will see a significant slowdown in drug discovery, drug development, and ultimately getting those drugs into patients that need them. So it's a delicate ecosystem. Everyone plays a role. And I do think the government's doing quite a bit, especially if you look at NIH as being, if you will, the tip of the spear in terms of being able to drive success in drug discovery.
I think about not too long ago, I feel like, Pete, it was maybe a couple years ago, we talked about the medical medical campus and creating a medical district or neighborhood over on the west side with UIC and Rush and all the hospitals coming together. When I think of Chicago being a leader in the tech industry, rarely do you think about the medical tech industry. You're thinking about more, when you say AI, you're thinking about we're going to have driverless cars in a year or two. But because of that push by the different hospital systems and because of the University of Chicago and Northwestern, who just got named one of the best hospitals in the country, Chicago is a great place for medical startups because there are so many different hospitals working in this area.
Unquestionably. I'm a homer. You know, I grew up in the Chicago area, so I'm obviously a little bit biased, but I've lived in New Jersey for 6 years, lived in Boston as well. I think the environment in Chicago is an amazing environment for biopharma, for technology, for medical technology. I was one of the founding members of Matter, which is right over here in the Merchandise Mart, and along with Jeff Aronin, who actually is the founder of Paragon, we were, you know, two of the folks early on that felt, hey, if we can really harness the value proposition of Chicago and bring a community together, we not only can bring more innovation in the Chicago area, but unleash that innovation across the world. So if you think about the success of Matter as an example, there have been 220 companies that have been spun out of Matter, innovated there and spun out. Over $1 billion of investment have gone into those 200 plus startup companies. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunity in Chicago. As you mentioned, we have some of the best academic research centers in the world here, within walking distance of one another in some cases. There's a very collegial environment. We have some of the best biotech and pharma companies in the world right here. And we've got folks that are really interested in investing in Chicago to make sure it's a thriving biopharmaceutical and med tech environment.
Jim Robinson is the CEO and president of Paragon Biosciences, and they just announced the launch of the new company, Clarity Imaging. Using artificial intelligence to develop a new breast cancer diagnosis system. Jim, thanks for coming in, being my guest and Download Chicago Business, and continue the great work.
Thanks, Justin.